Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to All That Jazz Now. And today's title, Remembering Jazz Great Ramsey Lewis. Ramsey was born May 27, 1935, and just passed September 12, 2022. Truly a jazz giant and somebody that was an American jazz composer, pianist, and radio personality. Lewis recorded over 80 albums and received 5 gold records and 3 Grammys. That's a heck of a career, man. We're going to be talking about him tonight, how he got started, what was happening, and all the people that he influenced, including Brian Culberson. We got some new tracks for you, too, from some old heads who have decided to bring their talent back out. And one of them, he's even going to give you a little few words about how he feels about coming back. But he's bad. I mean, good, dangerous. What else I want to say? Phenomenal. Anything else? Let's see. His name is Derek Ray Craver. And man, he's got some tracks and some backs and some Macs and some Macs. Oh, man. No, give me a break. Anyway, listen, we got a great jazz show for you tonight. So, in honor of Ramsey Lewis, we're going to start off with a track that actually was one of his leading tracks, and the man was just good. What can I say? He's got a track called Sun Goddess, and on the track is Earth, Wind, and Fire. So we're going to start with that, and when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show on All That Jazz Wednesday. And that was Ramsey Lewis and Sun Goddess featuring Earth, Wind, and Fire, who I call EWF. They're bad, man. We got a couple of tracks tonight we're going to be playing by Ramsey Lewis. And, you know, a friend of mine in Texas, Sharon Coleman, Sharon Banks, called me the other day and she said, "Don, there's this young lady singing a Chaka Khan track, and she is so good. Her name is Rosalind Ulala." I kid you not, Ulaula. And she's singing a track that Chaka did called Love Me Still. Now, of course, I never heard the track by Chaka, but you know if she sang something, you know it's good, right? So Sharon said, "Hey, why don't you give her a listen?" And I said, "Okay, maybe I'll play her on the jazz show." Because that's one of the genres that Sharon promotes a lot, right? So I said, "Okay, I'll give her a little some." And here it is. Love Me Still, a Chaka Khan track, sung by Rosalind. I won't pronounce her last name because I'll probably screw it up. But this is from Sharon Banks, who's a producer in Texas, Dallas. Picks out some great music, too. So let's give a listen.
Thank you.
And that was Quincy Jones. You Put a Move. Quincy bad, man. That was Tamia. Featured on the track. Man, we got some great music for you tonight. It is 7:27 as always. And we got a track by one of my favorite artists. And he's a pianist. And in honor of Ramsey Lewis, we're going to play a couple of tracks by Brian Culverson. Brian, bad man.
And that was Brian Culberson. Brian bad, eh? Oh, man. Brian can play the piano. Tonight, you're listening to All That Jazz Now, remembering jazz great Ramsey Lewis. Man, it was bad. We're going to play another Ramsey Lewis track since we're honoring him. I'm getting a little echo. Let me cut this echo down. How about that? I think it's gone. Anyway, we got a great show for you tonight. All That Jazz Now. And we're gonna talk about Ramsey in about 5 to 7 more minutes. And my board is starting to light up with blue lights, which means more people are listening in to some great jazz on Wednesday. So, Ramsey Lewis, Basilica is one of his great tracks. Take a listen.
We'll be right back.
And that was Ramsey Lewis, Brasilica. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the amazing, the talented, the man of the hour, Ramsey Lewis. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. But that guy, just bad.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Artist for tonight, Ramsey Lewis. You know, Ramsey Lewis was born in Chicago, Illinois. Chicago native. To Ramsey Lewis Sr., his father, and Pauline Lewis. And I always tell people, look at the involvement that a person does in a career that they like. Well, Ramsey began taking piano lessons. Ramsey began taking piano lessons at the age of 4. At 15, he joined his first jazz band, the Clips. The 7-piece group provided Lewis his first involvement with jazz. He would later join Clips drummer Isaac Red Holt. And a lot of these guys lived in my community, Morgan Park, and bassist L.D. Young to form the Ramsey Lewis Trio. The trio started as primarily a jazz unit and released their first album, Ramsey Lewis and the Gentlemen of Swing. This was in 1956 now. Following their 1965 hit, The In Crowd, the single reached number 5 on the pop charts and the album number 2. They concentrated more on pop material at that time, but Young and Holt left in 1966 to form the Young Holt Unlimited and were replaced by Cleveland Eaton and Maurice White. White left to form Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, did you hear that? At first, Maurice White was playing with Ramsey Lewis. Then he formed his own thing and was replaced by Morris Jennings. And Morris Jennings is bad, so my brothers told me, because they love jazz, 1970. But later, Frankie Donaldson and Bill Dickens replaced Jennings and Eaton. Felton Cruz also appeared on many of the 1980 releases. I mean, think about that. You know, you say jazz, and a lot of times we only say Ella Fitzgerald, Donald Byrd, but Ramsey Lewis was phenomenal. September 12th, 2022 was Ramsey's last day. And his career and his album, The In Crowd, earned Lewis critical praise and a 1965 Grammy Award for Best Jazz Performance. His best-known single included The In Crowd, Sun Goddess with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Wade in the Water. Until 2009, he was the host of his own radio show, a morning show, on the Chicago station, WNUA, Bad Jazz Station. Lewis was also active in musical education in Chicago. He founded the Ramsey Lewis Foundation, established the Ravinia Jazz Mentor Program, and served on the Board of Trustees for the Merritt School of Music and the Chicago High School for the Arts. Now, we got to play another track by Ramsey. He was just good. I'm going to play this track that he really liked. It's called Les Fleurs. Ramsey Lewis, the man of the hour. Yeah, that was the great Ramsey Lewis. You know, I was talking to my producer, and I was telling him I'm going to play a little bit by this old cat that's back, Derek Ray Craver. And he's got a new release. So he's going to mention it to you. We're going to play a smidget of it. And then we're going to jump into a track called Time Matters. Now, this guy here, he can cut. And he's an old cat. You know, when we say old cats, that means he's been around playing jazz. We don't mean he's 150 years old. But we want you to give a listen to Derek Ray, C-R-A-V-E-R, Craver. And check out his style of playing. I think you're going to like it.
What's up, everybody? This is Derek Craver. Super excited today. Just finished my first solo CD or album, whatever you're calling it nowadays. I'm looking to pick the first single in the next couple of days and have that album out maybe in a month or so. But I'll be letting you know all the release dates of everything that I'm going to be working on. Got super talented people working with me to help me get this out. So thank you so much for your support, and hopefully you'll be able to hear the first one. Love to get your feedback as well. You know, decided to do this later in life, but better late than never. Peace out, everybody.
You talking about smooth. They don't get any smoother than Derek. Ray Craver. We got some bad jazz tracks to play tonight. We're going to jump to a little track by Boney James and Layla Hathaway. It's called Coastin'.
Yeah.
And that was pure logic. You know, I think that's by Mr. Spraggins himself. We got some bad jazz tracks. You know, and jazz is so reflective of the heart. It's smooth. And it touches you in a way that a lot of other music doesn't touch you. And the artists are just some of the most phenomenal in the world. We're going to jump to a track called The Look of Love with Chris Botti. And it's featuring a St. Louis young lady, Cy Smith. They performed this live in Boston.
So we were somewhere in the Midwest, I think, coming out on our tour bus, and Mark Whitfield comes running from the back of the tour bus and said, "Hey, Chris," I think it was Nashville, Tennessee, and Mark says that he's hired his cousin to come on the road with us. I'm like, "Cousin? Road? What are you talking about?" Again, I'm thinking he's just making some stuff up, and then his cousin appears, and she is so radiant and has such a vibe and a soulful way of singing that I know you're all going to become fans. Please welcome, and it really is Mark Whitfield's cousin, Miss Cy Smith.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to Don S. McClure on All That Jazz Now, and we are honoring Ramsey Lewis, remembering the great jazz giant, born May 27th, 1935, passed on September 12th. This year, 2022, started taking piano lessons at 4 years old. The first jazz group, teen. Oh, man. Bad, just bad. That's all I can say. You know, when you're bad, you're bad. And, man, it was just bad. That's all I can say. You know, we sometimes we get some artists, man, that's just so incredible. We're going to play a little jazz young lady out of Memphis, Tennessee. And Dee Monet is her name. And she's got a track called Ooh Baby, I Got Your Back.
Just love someone just
we got a little track called I Got Your Back, Ooh Baby, Memphis, Tennessee, Dee Monet, personal friend of mine, and Hermione is one of my best friends down in Memphis. Kind of track was sent out to him and her and Jazz in Memphis. We're going to play a track by the boss, Michael Ross, and that's the name of the track, The Boss, on All That Jazz Now, remembering the jazz great Ramsey Lewis. Thank you. So how'd you like that? Michael Ross. Then we got 17 more minutes to go. Man, we cutting up. And we got some more great music for you. You know, one thing about selecting tracks, you can find some of the hot tracks that you like. And say, let me stick that one in there. And so, I'm going to stick this one in there. How about that? Let's see where we are. When your life was low and you didn't think you was going to make it, I hung in there with you. And now that you done got to be a big shot up there, I just want you to remember who was there for you. Now, they're not talking to me. That's just the song with Joe Sample and Randy Crawford.
When your life was low, always.
Oh, man. When your life was low, you used to love me so. Still do. He still love you. We're going to play the track, man. We got 10 more minutes to go. And this has been a phenomenal, cool jazz night. Remembering jazz great Ramsey Lewis. And this is a track called Right Here, Right Now. And we're going to cut it up. And we're back. And we're at the last few minutes of the jazz show. You know, I invited a lot of people in. I said, hey, you want to hear my voice? Tune in to my show. And you will get a wonderful experience. This has been All That Jazz Now. We've been remembering jazz great Ramsey Lewis. Phenomenal artist. And you know, when you're feeling down, right, or you're feeling blue, or you're thinking about nobody thinks of you, but they do. I want you to remember there's always a brighter day, a good friend, a loving person to touch your soul. And sometimes we forget it, but I want us to remember it. Because a lot of times we do get selected amnesia. But I'm telling you, man, out of the 7.753 billion, I kid you not, people in the world, there's a lot of people out there that care about you. So I want you to take that and put it in your peace pipe and smoke it. Well, don't smoke it. But anyway, look, I'm going to get out of here. This is Don S. McClure signing off. Brian Culberson's going to take us out of here. You'll never find another love like mine.